AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Still no confirmed sightings of those two escaped killers in upstate New York, but a prison guard is now under arrest. Gene Palmer delivered frozen meat to the inmates before they escaped, but his lawyer says he didn't know there were tools hidden in that meat. Hacksaw blades and a chisel.
He admitted to passing the hamburger meat. He had no knowledge that there were any contraband other than the meat itself. He had no knowledge that Joyce Mitchell had hidden contraband inside of the meat.
Joyce Mitchell is the prison worker who's charged with helping the inmates escape. Palmer, the prison guard, will plead not guilty in court today, says his lawyer. The charges against him include promoting prison contraband, tampering with evidence, and official misconduct. Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev says he's sorry for the suffering he caused, but survivor Lynn Julian doesn't believe him.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse.
Prosecutor Carmen Ortiz said there was something missing from Tsarnaev's apology.
What I was struck more was by what he didn't say. He didn't renounce terrorism. He didn't renounce violent extremism.
Moments after Tsarnaev apologized, the judge sentenced him to death. Bible study began again last night at the historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, where a white gunman shot 9 people dead last week, say police.
You live right, heaven.
Pastor and state senator Clemente Pinckney was among the victims. His body rested in honor at the Statehouse Rotunda yesterday. The first of the funerals for the victims begins today. The CEO of Takata is apologizing for the exploding airbag scandal, saying they still don't know why the airbags fouled up. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Ambassador to France, Jane Hartley, is underlining the close relationship between the two nations after revelations that the NSA was eavesdropping on 3 French presidents. She is pledging close cooperation in intelligence and security between the nations. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is squeezing into the Republican race for president, pitching himself as a doer in a world of talkers.
The guy in the White House today, he's a great talker. We have a bunch of great talkers running for president. We've had enough of talkers. It is time for a doer.
Jindal is an Oxford-educated son of Indian immigrants. One strategist says, and Jindal intends to present himself as the youngest candidate with the longest resume, citing an extensive background in public policy and government. In his speech, Jindal positioned himself as an outsider, running without permission, he said, from Washington. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.